It had already been established that, like mice, normal yeast lives longer on a calorie-restricted diet. So with this in mind, David removed the gene that triggered longevity and put this genetically modified yeast on a calorie-restricted diet to see if it still worked.
What the team discovered was that when this gene wasn't there anymore in the yeast cells, they didn't respond to the diet calorie restriction. They didn't live longer. So we knew immediately that this gene, maybe others, were really important for this diet to work. What was a really amazing discovery was to realize that this diet and these genes were part of the same system. And that was a real breakthrough.
David felt he'd cracked it. He'd shown that without the particular gene he'd identified, calorie restriction would never work, no matter how little you ate. But what if he could find a drug that would activate this longevity gene and mimic the effect of the diet?